true here, it took sacrifice, the sacrifices of countless people, known and unknown, to see the dawn of a new day.
Down in Soweto, where the diamond mines grow, came the finest diamond that ever did show. A colored diamond shone so bright, given to Edward's ruling day and night. So down in Soweto, there came a man. Injustice was the motto, blood in the land. The wrong side of history, coarse decisions made. A long walk of misery, immoral steps were laid.
The courts turned the world upside down. It's up to you and me to turn it back around. The courts turned the world upside down. It's up to you and me to turn it back around.
Down in this country, decisions were made. The highest court putting a vote up for trade. Like Putin in history, wrong side they made. A long walk of misery, democracy steps late. A court's decision favored the right. In this country, big money rules the fight. Just like in Soweto, here stands a man. His motto is justice in the free land.
The courts turn the world upside down. It's up to you and me to turn it back around. The courts turn the world upside down. It's up to you and me to turn it back around.
As was true here, it took sacrifice, the sacrifices of countless people, known and unknown, to see the dawn of a new day. Michelle and I are beneficiaries of that struggle. But in America, and in South Africa, and in countries all around the globe, we cannot allow our progress to cloud the fact that our work is not yet done. The struggles that follow the victory of formal equality or universal franchise may not be as filled with drama and moral clarity as those that came before, but they are no less important. For around the world today, we still see children suffering from hunger and disease. We still see rundown schools. We still see young people without prospects for the future. Around the world today, men and women are still imprisoned for their political beliefs and are still persecuted for what they look like and how they worship and who they love. That is happening today. And so we too must act on behalf of justice. We too must act on behalf of peace. There are too many people who happily embrace Madiba's legacy of racial reconciliation, but passionately resist even modest reforms that would challenge chronic poverty and growing inequality. There are too many leaders who claim solidarity with Madiba's struggle for freedom, but do not tolerate dissent from their own people.